Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. 520-9710. 888-520-9710. The Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show.
An hour from now, it's Danny Bonaducci. 2 hours from now, it's Tom Likas. That means by deduction, you got an hour of us.
1 hour and we're on vacation.
That's right, baby. In fact, I'm going to finish this beer and open another. You want to join me?
In the meantime, we're talking about the story of poor Michaela.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
In Florida. She's on some machines that keep her alive, and the power company's threatening to turn off the power. The family hasn't paid the bill. The adoptive parents haven't paid the bill. It's $2,000. They stopped paying in July.
Now, Frank, if they gave the family a month's notice to move the kid out, and they didn't find a place to put the kid,
then he's chaining himself to the meter outside. Because this draws news attention. Obviously, it made the news. I'm talking about it in Los Angeles. This is going on in Florida, in somewhere around Orlando. That they're looking. They did this last year. They didn't pay their bill in July. Got on the news about this poor little girl's going to die if we turn off the power. And somebody says, "Okay, I'll pay the $2,000." And they're looking to do it again. That's the only reason they adopted a kid. Who would adopt a kid, for one, with a feeding tube and some other machine that helps them stay alive?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Frank, are they getting more in donations?
That kid gets picked last. Seriously.
I agree.
Why would you buy the incontinent three-legged dog at the pound?
Because you're a good person.
Said the guy who bought the three-legged incontinent dog at the pound.
I almost did.
I know, a woman did once. Yeah.
Go to the pound.
Good Pete.
They're going to kill that dog, and it's got three legs, and it's incontinent. All right, let's get it. We didn't get it, though.
You almost did.
Almost did.
So the donations, are they getting more than they need for electric bills? Like, are they profiting from this or just getting the bill paid? Because they're getting thousands of dollars.
They have a number. The family said if anyone is willing to donate, they can contact them at number. An account has also been set up at the People's First Community Bank. The account number is number.
So they're not going to stop taking money once they've paid their bill. They're going to keep taking money. So they're making money from this.
Now, here's what they're saying. I guess Michaela's condition, it's believed to be related to her real mother's use of alcohol and drugs. This is according to her adopted mother, Kathy Duncan. When they adopted her, the Florida Department of Children and Families promised it would pay for the utility bills.
Promised? Get them writing?
Well, then.
And we'd never asked for payments because we didn't need it until now. The request was turned down, however, when the DCF, the Department of Children and Family, wrote in an open letter dated Wednesday that it was going to try to pay for the bill, but funding was not available.
I've got it. Government bailout.
That's what I was thinking. How about we bail? I'm going to bail this family out.
Okay.
I'm going to pay the bill, but I have one condition, that every other Wednesday, I get little Michaela.
To do what?
Oh, God.
No. What are you guys thinking, sicko?
What are you thinking, sicko?
I'm going to take little Michaela to every other Wednesday to a support group for parents, single parents with disabled kids.
Oh.
And I'm imagining the majority of that will be women because the guy left because he couldn't deal with
it. Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a bunch of moms, single moms with disabled kids. I'll show up with Michaela and I'll clean up.
She's like your disabled wingman, kind of.
Yeah.
Sort of.
I'll bail them out, pay their utility bill.
Okay.
Keep Michaela alive, but I get her every other Wednesday to take her to my single parent with disabled children meeting.
And you have to teach her to call you daddy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And for that day, she calls me dad, and we've had this hard time together.
Right.
To think of that. I carry Michaela in. It's a given. Panty wetter everywhere in the room.
Are you going to have an extension cord? How's that going to work?
Get a battery pack.
The battery pack, you know, on a dolly or something like that.
Generator.
I'll just push it in. She'll be sitting on top of the old battery.
So while it sounds like a workable plan, there's got to be an easier way to get laid. That's a lot of work.
No, this is incredibly easy. There's no work here. I just push Michaela in, and I'm the only single dad there with a daughter who can't eat
and
can't breathe and can't pee without a machine.
And I think we know by now that Frank can work up pet store tears. Pretty easily.
I can cry.
Yeah, huh?
And all these ladies were left by their husband because they had a disabled child.
And you stuck around.
It's not even trying.
You stuck around, and that's wonderful.
You're a magnificent human being.
Easy, Sally Field.
Oh.
Couldn't you just get a lifelike doll and put in a bubble and push it around in a stroller?
Well, they might. No, because disabled mothers of the disabled would know.
Mm-hmm.
Kid in the bubble, they can't really.
They'd see my doll and bust me. But if I had a real kid. So if this family wants my help, they want to do my deal, you can give me a call at number.
Right, and right. An account number.
No ulterior motives there, huh, Frank?
Well, they're using her, too, to get their bill paid. Using the media, why can't I use her to get laid?
I wonder how often they skip their bill, because I think...
Since July, you said?
Department of Water and Power, right? That's what the, like, here.
Gulf Power, whatever it is.
Isn't that like an every other month thing? So, I mean, they let it go for... while for a $2,000 bill.
Well, they know Thanksgiving's coming up and the holidays, so who can really not be generous that time of year to a kid who needs it or they're going to die?
Well, I feel bad for the kid, I do.
But it's a good scam if you can get one.
Yesterday I was, it kind of doesn't go with anything, it kind of does, but since we're doing hodgepodge, I felt so sorry for this lady yesterday. I'm pulling out of the street to my house and I'm getting ready to go to an appointment, and she's at the light by my house, and all I see at first is like the back of her and kind of her side, and she's pushing a stroller. Well, she crosses the street one way and then crosses back the other way to go through another crosswalk. And I see her the whole time I'm sitting there, and there's no baby in the stroller. And I was like, oh. And
maybe the blanket was over.
No. Clear as a bell, no baby. But she had like... toys and the mesh netting that's behind behind the stroller, so there were toys and hodgepodge stuff in there, and then she kept looking over the front like you would look over and talk to your baby and like rearrange a blanket and stuff, and I'm sitting here watching the whole thing as she's standing at the light. There's no child in the stroller.
How do you know? You can see
Frank, I can see clear as a bell. That's what I thought in my head. I'm going, well, maybe it's really young, but no, there's
really tiny.
There's no baby.
So you think like the kid died and she continues to act like it's around.
But she looked like she wasn't a young woman. She looked like she was still young enough to have a child, perhaps. But maybe she was like...
Did she look psycho?
43.
She'd be crazy.
Like a homeless woman who found a stroller?
See, but she didn't look homeless either. I mean, she would just look like a 43-year-old kind of matronly-looking woman.
Maybe she's an actress and she's getting ready for a role where she plays a mother.
I don't know what the story was.
Vampire kid.
I had this like overwhelming, I felt so sorry for her because I thought, God, did an infant die and she's just so, it sent her into insanity.
She's breastfeeding an empty blanket.
Yeah.
It was a little preemie that sort of slipped down to the bottom and you couldn't see it.
No way. But she just, and rearranging the blanket to a non-existent nothing.
Maybe it wasn't even a child. Maybe it was a hamster or something.
There you go.
She's just over the top hamster lover.
Well, okay, maybe you're right.
She's pushing her aunt around.
My pet aunt.
That is kind of weird.
Wait, where did it go? Oh, I felt so sorry.
She should have hopped down and said, ma'am, this is really killing me. I have to know what's going on here.
I wish I had the balls to do that. There are so many times I'd see people and go, I know it's rude, but I have to know what's going on. But I felt so sorry for her. No baby, empty stroller. Just pushing along Ventura Boulevard like it was nothing.
I think she's probably crazy. You know what? Mm. She's probably a crazy person who stole some other stroller from some lady who had the baby on her hip, like when they went in the store shopping, left the stroller unattended.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She pushed it out. The baby she couldn't have. She's barren, but she has a stroller.
Or I guess maybe she is homeless, although she didn't look homeless. I mean, she looked like she was put together and clean and everything, but maybe instead of having a shopping cart,
I feel sorry for her. We don't feel sorry for the family who's using this little dying child, if you turn off the electricity, to pay your bill. I don't feel sorry for her.
No.
Especially when it has a mother.
Right.
Kathy, go out and get a job as a stripper.
Right.
Or there's no reason in a bad economy that a woman should ever be struggling.
Right.
You lose your job, and I heard that, you can't afford the receptionist or your multiple assistants now. Well, those ladies, those hot chicks, need work. So the quality of stripper has gone up because they're going out and... That business hasn't dropped.
No.
People are spending money on booze and strippers, things that cheer you up.
Huh.
So, yeah. The quality of stripper has gone up. So I don't feel sorry for any woman
who's broke
right now and can't find a way to make any money. Come on, you're a woman. You were built with a moneymaker.
Excuse me, there's a moral issue here. Not everyone wants to be a stripper. Some people are morally...
Why don't you pull out your moneymaker? Come on.
You don't have to be completely nude. I might do it if I didn't have to get completely
nude.
Yeah,
but still, you're a stripper. What if you want to do something respectful later? Well, you know what? Hire you, but you were a stripper once.
I don't think anyone ever has to know, right? I mean, if you're going... Look, I'm never going to try to get another job as named Cinnamon anywhere else, you know? So no one will ever have to know.
There's a stripper in the news. She's suing the club that she works, that she used to work for age discrimination.
Can you do that at a strip club?
Well, I can't.
You should be able to.
Yeah.
No, by definition, a stripper has to look good. I mean, that's the job description. You can't fit anymore. She can't do the job.
Well, she's a Canadian exotic dancer, and she's filed an age discrimination suit against a Toronto area strip club, saying she was fired because she is 44 years old.
Well, it's not too terribly old.
Well, she still looks good. It's fine.
That's not horrible.
No.
Kimberly is her name. I don't know if that's her real name or her stage name. She began stripping when she was 40.
Oh. What, okay. rough four years?
She could be hot, though, for sure.
So she says the manager at the new Locomotion strip club sat her down and said, "Your time is up here."
Aw.
When she asked if it was because of her age, he allegedly told her the club was going for a younger look.
Mm-hmm.
She would like to continue stripping until she's 47 or 48. Oh, come on.
And then what?
We're a strip club.
Right.
We have to get people in here. You're the product. Why would we keep stale bread on the shelf if we're a freaking bakery?
Fresh bakery.
We're not day-old bakery. We're fresh bakery.
Why the hire at 40 then? I mean, 48 months later?
Like I said, maybe back then, you know, getting girls to strip, she was the one who wanted to.
Here's the thing.
Now,
I would...
women are stripping more.
Let her work there. And you know what? It's going to... She's not making money. She's going to quit. No, oh, fine. You can work here. That's
cool. You don't want her on stage.
Yeah, but if you're... But
she's a featured stripper, and you walk in,
well, you
see some middle-aged hag up
there.
You
go, fine, you can keep your job, but if she's gross, she's 44-year-old of, you know, wrinkles...
Well, she'll probably win her discrimination lawsuit in Canada, because Canada's effed up when it comes to court cases. And I saw recently where the Supreme Court in Canada has said it's now okay for fat people on planes to buy one ticket and get two seats.
Oh, yeah, I saw this in the news.
I'm sure you did. Look how excited you are.
Oh, no, my ears are perked up on this one, yeah.
How's that fair?
Because it's a disability.
No,
welcome
it's not.
To Alberta. It's going to be your next test.
And that's only flights within Canada. It's not international. But it's considered a disability in the same way that a person with a wheelchair or oxygen tank or whatever who needs extra space can't be denied that.
It is, in fact, a disability.
They need the tank to live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you need the seat. You can't fit in one seat if you're a certain size. You cannot physically get in there. And it's not fair to the
person. Before this, I'm against it. If you're fat, you pay for two seats. I have to pay $50 more if my bag weighs more,
right.
1 pound more than 50 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I have to pay $50 more to get that 1 pound on the plane.
Right.
You're big enough that you need two seats.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing, what would that be weight-wise?
Threes to four. It's not 200. Yeah, I'm guessing 350 to four, somewhere in there.
At least 300.
Right. 300.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. You weigh 300 pounds. I'm not bringing 300 pounds on the plane. Me, my bags, everything.
No.
And they're charging me extra if I go 1 pound over in my bag. They're not charging you any extra. You're 300 pounds,
yeah.
Plus you're bringing on a bag.
And if you travel...
I'm sure your clothes are heavier than mine.
Yeah, if you travel, Frank, with your daughter, let's say you're 190 pounds, and your little daughter is 50 pounds...
I have to buy her a ticket, as an adult ticket, to sit right next to me.
And he gets that seat for free because he's fat. You're better off to strap her to you and look fat.
I think if you're 3 years old or younger, you can actually sit on your parents' lap.
So that's not
beyond
safe.
Beyond 3, well...
If you crash, squish.
You really think you're safe if you crash? You're all dead.
Oh, thank God we have a seatbelt
on. It's an illusion of safety.
Right, yeah.
So the point is, at 4, that kid has to buy a ticket.
Yeah.
And sit next to you. Actually, he still has to buy a ticket, but he has to buy a seat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they're disabled, Frank. And look,
I'm saying there's a 30-pound child sitting in a seat that I had to pay for. I don't know what prices are good right now, but just say it's $500. I had to pay $500 to put a 30-pounder in that seat because they would no longer let that kid sit on my lap, even though it's a small 4-year-old.
But you got to put your big, heavy body
in
the
your giant ass gets to spill over in my seat and every other seat for the same price as I'm... No, that's dumb. That's why I'm thinking, you know, Canada and the Supreme Court's going to allow this woman, an old stripper, to get away with age discrimination when you're just old and shouldn't be stripping. You're fat and you shouldn't be flying. Where the hell are you going, fatty?
Now you shouldn't be flying.
Where are you going?
not to any hot tropical destination.
Where are you traveling to?
Jenny Craig meeting in Montreal.
Well, going to a big...
I'm against this. I think it's stupid.
Yeah, me too.
You're imagining the plane half full of fat asses. There's not that many 400-pound people out there flying around the sky. It's maybe one in every, few planes. Because probably those people don't get out much. But I'm just saying, it's not going to be the plane half full of these guys. It's now and then you may have to give one more seat to this fat ass, which is probably doing the other passengers a favor, because do you want to sit by the next person? Do you want to, if they squeeze into one seat because they're too cheap to buy a second one, do you want to sit next to them and have them squeezing into you for the whole flight? I wouldn't.
No, I don't. So why is it fair for them to sell me the seat next to them?
Well, get
if
out
they
of
didn't
the-
come up with this, they're going to have to. They're going to sell somebody who fits into the seat next to them while their spillage is over in my territory.
I know.
And they're not renting my space from me. I still had to pay $500. You fatty paid $500. I could bring on 15 bags and still not weigh as much as you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you got to get out of the mindset of gimme, 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 because you got to. You got to remember these fat, morbidly obese people do have a disability walking around.
It's so nobody's fat, fault but your own.
Forget the fault thing. They have the disability. Yeah, they shouldn't have got so fat, but they did, and now they're disabled.
Oh, and then you're going to sue now because you're being discriminated against because you have to buy two seats,
or
we don't accept fat people on our flights because there's a pound limit.
If the guy walks out in the traffic and gets hit and he's paralyzed, you say he doesn't deserve a wheelchair on the plane? Doesn't matter how he got disabled, he is.
Does the wheelchair sit in the seat next to him, or he's putting it on my lap and I got to carry his wheelchair? No, they probably have some place to put his wheelchair.
I think it's fine, Frank.
You would.
Well, I do.
Why are you giving fat people a break?
Because they're disabled.
Lose the damn weight.
Well, maybe they will in the next 3 years, but today they got to fly home for the holidays.
How does this motivate anybody to lose weight when they're going to get a break? Mm-hmm. If all of a sudden I don't travel that much because I weigh 400 pounds and I haven't been home for years because I didn't want to pay for two seats. Now it's one seat. Well, great. Now I can weigh 700 pounds, take up three seats and only pay for one seat.
You know what? Back to the motivation thing, what I've started to do, because, you know, a lot of people probably do this. When you're going to go home at night, you're going to have dinner, you're going to put on your comfy pants, you know, your sweats, stretchy waistband pants. You sit there in front of the TV and eat. And
I don't have my eating pants, fatty.
Well, whatever. But, I mean, like, you put on comfortable I'm-at-home clothes, right? Well, what I started to do is I keep my jeans on from the day, my tight, you know, so that when I'm eating, I can feel it. I'm like, God.
Like you're wearing an anaconda.
Yeah, like I'm a pig. And so I don't eat as much, but if I'm sitting there in my lounge around the house sweats and I'm watching CSIs and I'm just pigging out because I don't feel it.
So
I
you
wear
punish
my tight,
yourself to...
It's motivation, like for heavy set people.
If you feel yourself growing out of your jeans, stop chewing.
Don't go buy big, balloony clown pants.
I have my eating clothes.
Keep your tight pants and go, no, I'm not buying new clothes. I'm getting into these
clothes. I don't know if it's like the Catholic guilt thing you grew up with or what, but you know what?
Yeah.
You shouldn't punish yourself all the time.
I do.
If you're going to have a meal, put on stretchy, expandable clothes like I do when I sit down. I'm not going to sit there and punish myself and wear a girdle and feel uncomfortable all during the meal.
Punishing yourself by eating so damn much and then complaining about it later because, well, I have to buy two seats. I'm embarrassed. Oh, they're going to put a scale where, you know, I have to stand on the scale now. They weigh the bags, and everyone gets to see my number. Ooh, poor me. But where's my eating pants? Shut up.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Punish yourself.
Exactly what I'm saying.
Oh, God.
Hello, Alex. You're on Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hey, guys. I have a story about... I have a friend that worked at Disneyland, and they actually closed down the It's a Small World ride because people are getting so fat, they had to change the boat and the track to support all these people.
They had to change the name of the ride. It's a large world.
Were the boats sinking?
Yeah, I mean, and basically I agree. I mean, I think we can't cater to people who are overweight. You
is
know?
That a pun?
No, there's no pun. That was
hey, if you cater to people overweight, you'll make money.
that's a surefire business plan.
There's a big difference between someone who's 30, 40 pounds overweight and someone who's 240 pounds overweight.
Do they bring a doctor's note that says that they're clinically obese and they can't help it, it's a thyroid problem or whatever, then I can see a disability discount. But if it's just, I'm just fat, and now I want sympathy, and now I want discounts, and now I, you know, no, you're fat and you have to pay.
We were out over the weekend at this Mexican restaurant, and as we get seated, on our way to get seated, there's this heavyset woman. And I'm telling you, you know that show Ruby, your friend Ruby.
Yeah, my friend Ruby.
Okay.
This show, by the way, I saw her.
It's awesome.
What network is that, by the way?
It's
on the Style Network. I just had me flipping through, and I saw Ruby.
I TiVo it. It's a fantastic show.
She's great.
Cried every episode. But I'm walking by this lady, and I'm just out with the Italian, and we're getting ready to go to the booth, and we walk by, and she's probably, I'm not even kidding, 600 pounds easily at this Mexican restaurant. And I look and I see, and she's got that hangy down, big flat, like no elbows kind of woman, you know.
I bet you ordered a Diet Coke. What do you bet?
How many empty bags and chips?
See, I felt so sorry for her. And we sat down at the booth and I said, I felt sorry for that lady. And the Italian's like, why? And I said, well, she's so heavy. I mean, really felt sorry for her. She was gigantic. And she goes, was she eating a salad? And I said,
well, what was she eating?
No, she had a whole fiesta platter. And was she just kept, because when we sat down, I had like eye line there and I kept looking over and the Italian's like, stop it.
How many entrees did she order?
I don't know about that, but when the guy came,
I'll take the left half.
Yeah, I felt...
On the menu?
I'm still hungry. I did feel sorry for her.
There, that's my point. It's sad and pathetic she let herself
but
get in that condition.
That's like the only thing that makes
her
happy, I guess.
Once, well, there you go. And that's like a psychological thing she has. She turns to food for happiness. I do the same thing. I've even had sex with food. But once you're that size, once you're 600 pounds, people should give you a little sympathy and cut you some slack. You have a disorder.
But I'm sure she
no, you have
want
a disability.
Sympathy,
in this case, I mean, obviously, she's eating a ton of food, and she's taking up multiple tables, right? Did they push some together for her?
Yeah.
Oh, well, she can sit at a single four top.
Yeah, she was at a. At, well, she was on the booth side while her eating partner.
Yeah, so for her, wouldn't you be able to charge 12-plus party because she's eating? I mean, if they're going to put an automatic gratuity on for people over 12, she's practically 11 right there, and then her friend makes 12, so charge them automatically.
Frank, she's ordering food for 12. You don't charge by the seat. She's going to eat what 12 people would eat, so you're going to make your money. God, you're so insensitive to fat people.
I'm just saying, don't cut them any breaks. Uh-huh. You're only going to make them fatter.
Yeah. Our number's 888-520-9710. I'm so jonesing for a milkshake right now, I can't tell you.
Well, your milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Damn right.
What?
It's better than yours.
Damn right.
Oh, I get a rap song or something. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
97.1 FM Talk.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Nice to know I work with a couple people who want to discriminate against the afflicted. In this case, the fat. The flying fat.
Yes, the Canadian Supreme Court said it's okay now for fat people not to buy two seats if they need two seats. They get the extra seat for free. They just put up the armrest, and they can split their butt cheeks on two seats and be comfortable. Instead of paying for two seats, they charge just the single seat rate.
You make it sound like they're lounging. Frank, they have a disability. They can't fit into one seat. It's no different from me showing up with a dripping bag on a stand like Ringers.
What if then, Frosty, my friend and I are very thin. We're models. We're supermodels. And we're very thin and we can share a seat.
Oh, now you're just being silly.
My friend and I can. So we just can do like half a cheek. Because it's not that long a flight anyway. It's only like 2 hours. We're going to go
two
from...
Two skinny chicks sharing a seat.
Seat, yeah.
Now you're abusing the system.
No, but why should we both have to pay? We can just share this seat.
So
here.
Why is it okay for you to abuse the system, not okay for others to abuse it?
Because
there's a good email here from JD. He says... if we give fat people an extra free seat, we should give crazy multiple personality people however many seats they need. Because it's a disability. You have multiple personalities. It's depending on how many you have.
That's so ridiculous. I'm not even going to respond to it.
Everything's ridiculous about this discussion. Why are we even giving them a free seat? Why are we being enablers of your fatness?
Look, we have your calls. But let me just say this on behalf of the fat. In this case, the morbidly, grossly, going to be dead soon, horribly, shockingly obese fat people. Those people have a rough life. Yes, they abused their body. Yes, they should have had more common sense and put the damn fork down, but they didn't. And now look what they are. They go through a day that you cannot imagine. The crap they get, the looks they get, the fun.
Isn't that motivation to lose weight?
Yes, it should be, but... In the meantime, while maybe they're trying to lose weight, they cannot fit in one seat. They can't. They're disabled.
Then how about you do, to
they're
yourself, you go,
big.
You know what?
Where are you going?
I'm not flying until I lose this weight. That's the promise you make to yourself. I really want to fly to New York to see my family for the holiday. You know what? No.
So you're
going
to punish your mother in New York who doesn't get to see you for the holiday.
Yep. And mom, you know what? I'm doing
this
for
me. Maybe you'll
be
able to fit into a bikini for the vacation, but your goal, I'm going to fit into one airplane seat.
They're very small. I touch both sides. They're dinky seats. Even Heidi's big fat ass probably spills over into half the next. They're really... Look, people are getting fatter now, not smaller, and seats are getting smaller, it
and
seems.
So you're now gifting fat people. Because that's where we're going. So we're okay, we're going to give you a free seat.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they're going to be lounging in comfort with their feet kicked up. They're probably still going to be sitting there all sweaty and buckled in with an extension. It's no different from someone who needs extra help now. And they're like a welfare mom. You're going to let the kids starve to death? Well, you shouldn't have the babies. Well, guess what? They have the babies,
say,
and the babies are hungry.
To death.
And I say,
eat the baby.
I say, get an airline just for fat people.
Fat air.
Why not? You have to weigh this much to fly.
Well, that'd be discrimination. Skinny people would sue. I want to be on that flight.
No, skinny people wants to be on that flight.
How about that? People fly FedEx.
FedEx?
No, FedEx. Not
oh, FedEx.
FedEx. They just ship themselves like cargo.
Like you Operation Dumbo
Drop. You
got
to pay for the pound anyway for whatever you send.
Right. Just
if
mail yourself.
If I was
going
to send a dresser back to my niece, I got to pay for the poundage of the dresser.
Right. You take yourself down to the pack and ship, stand on the scale,
if
pack yourself.
If you're as big as a dresser, well, then you just fly FedEx.
Isn't that the kind of discrimination?
Hire
like
a piano moving company.
We'll crate your fat ass up and send you on your way.
Right. I like that. We'll punch air
overnight you.
You're so insensitive. And Thanksgiving, you should be more sensitive to the plight of the afflicted.
Put you on a freighter.
Al, what do you say about all this?
Hey, guys. Hey, Frank's Army.
Hey, Al.
Giggity, giggity.
Hey, baby.
Hey, real quick, why don't we charge them per pound? You know, if they're over, say, 300 pounds, because nobody thinks about the person that has to sit next to them, but if you're going to charge for someone to have, like Frank was saying, a pound over on your extra bag, well, hell, if you can't lose the weight, charge them per pound.
I
over
like that.
Now, Al, that's a decent idea if they did that for everyone, but still, they're going to need two seats. No matter what you weigh, the seats are too small. At some point, your butt weighs so much, you need that second seat.
Yeah, you'll get that seat, but we'll charge you extra for how much you need.
Exactly. If you're 300 pounds and say you're the limit is 300 and you're 310, well, hell, charge them $50 for every pound they're over.
I like that.
$50 a pound?
Yes.
To fly, yes. Otherwise, take the bus, fatty.
It cost me $500,000 to fly home.
Well, that's because that's what they're charging for to have the extra weight in your cargo bag.
You can take the bus. Gravy hound.
Gravy boat. Take a boat. Gravy boat. Thanksgiving after all, take the gravy boat. Bus is shaped like boats.
David in Huntington Beach, what's up?
Yeah, I was thinking what really gets me is when the people are overweight, and then they drive the little carts in the store and take up the space for the real people who are disabled.
That always bothers me, too. It's like there's going to be a real handicapped person in Walmart, and then there are no little rascals.
But don't real handicapped people have their own transportation? Like, they get there and they have a chair.
Oh, maybe.
They bring their own. They don't. Real handicapped people just don't go to Safeway so they can ride around in a rascal. It's made for people who can't.
I guess so.
How embarrassing
is
that?
Yeah.
I'm so fat, I can't walk in grocery shop.
Those aisles are
very
long.
Maybe you shouldn't be grocery shopping.
Yeah, isn't that the message?
Yeah, you shouldn't be in the grocery store at all.
If you can't walk to get your groceries.
Yeah, when you got to point to the chips you like because they're on the top shelf because you can't get off your rascal to grab it.
Right. You have to have a clerk help you.
Hello, Irene.
Hi. You are so goofy.
Thank you.
So let me... Oh, God. Now I've got Frank's voice. Let me...
You got the...
You. I'm a nurse. Uh-huh. My mom, she would... I happen to be Chinese. Until she died, I didn't know she was 85, and she was always around 200 pounds. My dad, on the other hand, he was tall and thin and struggled and always really exercised and blah, 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 died at 78. So here is my alternative gift for you guys on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
That weight is really just a state of mind. And when I'm on a plane, I would rather be next to a cheerful, round, kind of cuddly person. If I fall asleep on a soft person as opposed to a bony, bitchy person who's looking at me eating, because normally I will bring a good meal with me on a plane, and I'm enjoying my food, and this person is bitching because they can't smoke, and I'm a rounder person than they are. And so for me, this is my gift to you guys, and especially to Frosty, that you should enjoy the weight that you are, the life that we have every day. Enjoy the pie. Maybe make a smaller slice. But I just finished doing my Thanksgiving shopping, thank God. And I see this one skinny bitch, and she's got Cool Whip and all these diet blah, 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 and she's going to be eating all these little biodegradable healthy food, and I've got pie and fixings and the turkey and the real butter. And guess
what time are we stopping by, Irene?
Exactly. Guess who's going to have a better time? So just enjoy. Let's start dieting.
Irene, this is the longest run-on sentence in the history of the English language. Thank you.
I just love you guys. Love, love, love.
Happy Thanksgiving, Irene.
It's just she's Chinese.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Chinese, she said. Yeah.
So is her real name Eileen?
Come on.
That is so wrong. But it's funny. Victor in Sherman Oaks, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Fine.
Love you guys. I'm shocked you can laugh, Frosty, with the fat hanging over your mouth.
I'm crying. These are tears. You misunderstood.
Hey, so I think the fat people should ride on Fat Aska Airlines.
Fat Aska Airlines. I like it.
Gus, what's up?
Hey, Dave, do these fat people get extra peanuts and extra food? And can I use them as a floating device if we go down?
No,
Well, they should. Yeah. If they got two seats, they get two meals.
But you're only paying for one seat. That's the deal.
Yes, but the airline already has budgeted X number of meals and peanuts for X number of seats.
I mean,
you're just going to waste the food.
You give them an inch.
Right.
And what are they going to take? They're going to eat two meals? No, you didn't buy two seats. Every seat comes with a meal. You want the second meal? Buy two seats, fatty.
Right.
So you wanted to throw the food away and waste it in the trash bin.
They won't.
Rather
even than
give it to the fat person who's still hungry after one cold sandwich.
Mm. What do, I've never seen this, but I'm sure they travel. Siamese twins. What do they do?
Well,
we're attached at the chest.
They have an affliction, and they should give them an extra free seat.
And
they can't help it.
We're in Miami, and we want to head back to New York for the holidays.
You don't fly.
No?
Siamese twins take the bus. That way they're never noticed. Who's going to point and laugh on a bus?
Yeah. I guess you have a point there.
Good point.
Here's another plane story. A man has been fined for exposing himself and masturbating in front of a woman on a flight. Where was this? In Australia. Lucas Stephen Knudsen. He argued he was just adjusting himself because his jeans were too tight.
Well, was he hanging out of his jeans?
He's 32 years old. They just landed on board a Virginia Blue flight, I guess Australian Airlines, when he was escorted off the plane after masturbating for maybe 4 minutes underneath his tray table in view of mother of two, Simone Holt. The court heard the man wearing jeans and flannelette shirt. Flannelette?
What's that?
I guess it's Australian for flannel.
White socks and thongs.
Oh, God. Oh, one of those. Can't you just picture this douche?
He told airport officers that her story was BS, but the two police officers who spoke to him after the flight said his jeans were not overly tight. So their judgment. His jeans weren't that tight that he has to adjust himself
right.
for comfort. Ms. Holt was emotional as she told the court she awoke about 3 hours into the flight to see Knudsen masturbating. The teacher's aide said she was seated on the window, and he was on the aisle. There was nobody between them.
Mm-hmm.
And he was shielding his activity from other passengers and flight attendants on the other side with his flannel shirt.
So they're walking right by him in the aisle.
But he was holding it out.
And his tray was down?
And he's, you know.
Oh. Under the tray table.
Well, wait a minute. If you couldn't see anything, how do you know it wasn't just scratching an itch? If the tray is covering his groin.
You could, but there's that telltale.
What if I have Parkinson's? My hand is shaking. I'm not doing anything.
She didn't say anything at first. She said she didn't know if she was sleeping. He's over there
doing his thing.
So she turned on her reading light to indicate that she was awake and he should cease the act. She said he did stop somewhat, but left his genitals exposed outside of his jeans.
Oh, okay. So he definitely was. All right. I didn't know he was actually out in the open. I thought maybe he was just, you know, scratching itches and rubbing his leg. And
showing her his down under.
Says she signaled a flight attendant and asked to be moved. On the witness stand, Knudsen said he had undone his button and touched his genitals for a few seconds to make himself more comfortable. So he was getting ready to go to sleep, too.
Mm-hmm.
So he undid his jeans, they were tight, and just adjusted himself. It's right when she woke up, and he's down there adjusting himself.
Well, I'm on the poor bastard side. I've done that.
And now he's going to sleep with his pants undone just to be more comfortable.
I do that when I fly. I undo the top bit of my pants and zip my zipper halfway down.
Put a blanket over yourself.
Because I sit down and I'm all fat and squeeze in and the seat, but I need room. I do that.
Buy a second seat.
For your penis.
Fine, but I'm still zipping my pants and undoing the top button.
Can you imagine you wake up and Frosty's sitting there adjusting himself inside his jeans next to you?
I swear I would jump out the emergency hatch. We're all going down.
We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
97.1 FM Talk.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Good news, bad news. The good news is good. The bad news is really bad.
Do bad news first and then the good news to cheer us up.
Bad news, our last break is upon us.
That's good news.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is our vacation's about to start. Short vacation, just Thanksgiving vacation.
It's bad news, short.
The bad news is there's so many stories we wanted to get to before break, and there's stacks on all of our counters. And little time to do it.
Want to do roundtable?
Yeah, why not?
Hurry up.
20 seconds. I'll start. Would you intervene if you saw someone being carjacked? This happened at outside a grocery store in Raleigh, North Carolina. Sure enough, a lady had a guy who had just knocked off a gas station, took their money, ran across the street. And
next!
Wait!
You only have 10 seconds.
Okay, 10 seconds.
10 seconds.
20.
Oh, is it 20? Okay.
All right, 20 seconds.
So other shoppers intervened and came to her rescue, including one lady who bashed the bad guy repeatedly with a frozen turkey.
Oh, it wasn't very big. There's no way he could swing
it
that.
It gave him serious head injury. He drove away.
Like hell.
Poultry in motion. Out of Miami, a 15-year-old died after being shot by his brother in a hunting accident. They were out. He died from a single gunshot wound to the head. The teenager was duck hunting with his father.
Duck what?
You got to be very careful.
Enunciate. Okay?
Duck hunting with his father and brothers on Lake Okeechobee when it happened.
What if Huckabee went duck hunting?
On the transcript, that's going to look really bad.
Wait, is that? A Massachusetts man has been charged with assault, accused of driving his car full speed into a telephone pole in an attempt to injure his stepchildren and their friend. Norberto Fraticelli, he's 43, offered to take his girlfriend's children and nephew to school, and then drove the car directly into a telephone pole, smashing the hood in and shattering the windshield. The crash injured the children and caused the vehicle to catch fire. Fraticelli was wearing a seatbelt, but the children were not. Now, authorities said the incident was an attempted murder-suicide. No, if you put on a seatbelt and you don't make the kids do one and you drive full speed into a telephone pole,
it's just murder.
It's murder.
From Beijing, what we used to call Peking.
Mm-hmm. And it's Beijing, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Whatever it is. Using my time up. A college student in that place in southern China has been bitten by a panda and mauled after he broke into the panda bear's enclosure, hoping to get a hug.
In Kansas, police are investigating after a 13-year-old student hugged his teacher. A hug made the teacher feel uncomfortable, so she told the school's resource office, who filed a police report. Police were classifying the incident as a sex crime.
How old?
He's just a 13-year-old student in junior high, just gave a hug. No, it was just a hug. It wasn't one of those inappropriate hugs.
No, but you don't
was
know
there
that.
Body on body squeezing.
Hugging is a sex crime at school.
Horrified Jackie Lucking woke to find her parrot effing her hat while she was wearing it. Yes, she is. This is out of England, so she was wearing one of those weird hats that they wear to like weddings and funerals and christenings. She came home from a christening and she fell asleep, took a little nap, and her pet parrot flew into a lust filled frenzy after swallowing 9 Slim and Sexy diet pills, which are also used to boost sex drive. And she was wearing this feathered hat, and she woke up to the bird just completely effing her head.
Just an effing parrot in the news.
It's going to be a peacock in there somewhere.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, no time.
Mine's short. I'll give you guys my extra seconds. A judge in Fort Lupton has decided on a new punishment for people who violate noise ordinances. He forces them to listen to an hour of Barry Manilow.
In Tokyo, a 16-year-old schoolgirl with a mean knuckleball has been selected as the first woman ever to play alongside the men in Japanese professional baseball. Eri Yoshida, she stands 5 feet tall, weighs 114 pounds, so she wants to follow in the footsteps of the great Boston Red Sox knuckleballer Tim Wakefield. Well, I know what jersey I'm getting for Heidi for Christmas, a female with a mean knuckle.
Hey-o! And she's Asian. There was a family who had a lost cockatiel, and a woman found the missing cockatiel, said the bird uttered its first words in her care when she put the bird on the phone with its owners. She had called the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, which informed her that the bird had, in fact, been reported missing and was about 2 miles from home. She said, I was given a phone number for the man who said he was missing the bird. So sure enough, she said, I called the number, spoke to the wife, and the wife said, put my pet bird on the phone with me. And as soon as the bird heard his mama's voice, he stopped chirping and began saying, Mark, Smokey, Smokey. And so that's how the lady knew. She goes, sure enough, he recognized the wife's voice. And so that's how she knew that it was, in fact, her bird, because he recognized his mom's voice. Smokey. Smokey.
What aren't people giving up this holiday season? They're calling it an affordable indulgence.
Okay.
You might give up on the turkey and the yams and maybe the extra pie. They're not giving up on alcohol. Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Choose A or B. I have two stories, both completely worthless. Okay.
A student at a Florida school has been arrested by authorities for passing gas.
Oh, I'm sure there's more to it, but just out of time.
We ran out
Damn.
Of gas.
That's so many more to go.
I know, well, so do I. But it's going in the trash.
Going in the trash.
Really?
We'll start anew on.
Well, see you on Monday after Thanksgiving, and Frosty will tell his annual What Happened Over Thanksgiving joke at the family's house.
It is a crowd favorite.
Starting at 10 a.m. on Monday. Don't want to miss it. Set your TiVo.
Annual telling of the joke. Danny Bonaducci comes up next. Tom Likas at 3. Apologies next. Happy Thanksgiving. We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
This is 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, man, this is Tommy Chong. And over the years, I've had my fair share of Acapulco Gold and Panama Red and the Purple Kush. But I gotta tell you, there's not enough weed in the world that can make me stomach that Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. So for harshing my mellow and making me look back at prison wistfully, these three buzz killers will now apologize.
We sincerely apologize to Sharper Image, Monty Python, and Bobby Knight.
Coin collectors, my brother, and listener Julius.
Wilford Brimley, people with chlamydia, numismatist, and genital warts.
Three CEOs of the big three auto manufacturers, and my entire family.
Lottery winners, divorcees, and guys in high heels.
Squeaky chairs, Robert Loggia, credit card companies, and Frosty's unborn children.
Jessica Savage, Sally Field, and Robitussin.
Crazy people, fat people, Ruby, Mexican restaurants, and duck hunters.
Single mothers of disabled kids, Florida, huggers, and the Chinese. You really have to listen to the whole show.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 97.1 Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 97.1fmtalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.